I'm delighted to be joined again by Steve Barry, New York Times number one international best-selling award-winning author. He has written 15 Cotton Malone novels, 4 standalone, several works of short fiction, 25 million books in print, translated into 40 languages. He and his wife, Elizabeth, he's the founder of History Matters, dedicated to historical preservation. And he is joining me today because he's got his latest thriller, his latest Cotton Malone thriller out, which is called The Warsaw Protocol. The Warsaw Protocol. And we're going to find out about some of the things that I did not know about. The famous Arma Christi, and that is the sacred weapons, or the sacred weapons, I guess, what the artifacts that deal with mostly a lot of the artifacts around the crucifixion of Christ. But I didn't realize that this was such a significant thing. But Steve, you have been, as I said, you and your wife, but you do meticulous research. How long does it take for you to research a book in terms of doing all the research and the study?
It's an 18-month process from start to finish. And so 6 months when I'm writing the book before, I'll start 6 months there, then 12 months of research and actual writing of the novel. So in this book, this book was 18 months of research. I used around 400 sources to write a novel.
So you visited all of the places. You visit basically all of the places where Cotton Malone is going to be. Is that pretty? That's pretty close.
Pretty much so. Yeah. There's a few exceptions, but in this book, I went to all the places, to Bruges in Belgium, to Poland 3 times. So I was all the places that Cotton goes. Yes, I've personally seen them myself.
The Arma Christi. I had not heard of this before. Now, I guess, how did this, come to you, or is this something you've known about for a long time?
I have known about it a while. I've been wanting to put it in a novel, but I just never could figure out a way to work it in because it was created in the Middle Ages. It's the seven weapons of the passions of Christ, the Holy Blood, the Holy Nail, the Holy Cross. There's 7 of them. Unfortunately, there's about 50 different artifacts around the world competing to be those 7. So it's sort of a matter of faith of which one you take. So I just selected 7 from that list, and I was able to work it in here in a very unique way. This is a novel about Poland, one of my favorite countries in the world, and deals with the Cold War, something from the Cold War that's very interesting that Cotton gets caught up in, and the Arma Christi become a part of that.
And you really deal with a strife, or rather the sort of a pinnacle of action between the United States and Russia and Poland, and Cotton Malone is all at the center of it, and the Holy Lance is
it is in part of it as well. Yeah, there's an auction that's going to take place for some information on the president of Poland, and Russia, the United States, North Korea, Iran, China, they all want it, but they all want the information for a totally different reason, and Cotton gets caught in the middle of this chaos. And like I said, it's something from the Cold War that the novel deals with. It's very interesting, something that surprised me that I didn't know about. So I'm hoping the reader will be surprised as well.
And you got to investigate, a very significant prison in Poland, didn't you?
Yeah, Moktow Prison is still there. It's a memorial now, but it was a place where dissidents, the Soviets took dissidents and people who were challenging the government. People died there. It was a horrible place, so I opened the novel there. And like I said, Poland's always fascinated me. It's a marvelous country, and American readers know very little about Poland, so this novel is going to give you a good look at that country.
You know, I think that that's probably true. I think there's still this certain almost Iron Curtain philosophy that goes on there that a lot of people have not been visiting or not visited those particular areas. But Poland is the Poland of today is far different than the Poland of World War II, isn't it?
Very much so. Yes, Poland is free today, and they're going through a lot of changes. The people there are marvelous. The land is beautiful. Its history is rich. It's, like I said, it's a country that's fascinated me for a long time. I've been wanting to send Cotton there, and I was thrilled to be able to get him here this time.
Well, Cotton, he gets involved. It's a blackmail scheme. There's obviously the relics, the the Armor Christi are involved in this thing, that famous prison, as you mentioned, and things go right and things go wrong for Cotton along the way as he tries to unravel this this mystery in a great thriller. The Warsaw Protocol, you said the book came out, just last week, is that right?
Just last week. It's been out a week now. It's been doing very well. I just got back from a tour around the country, so I've been all over the place. I didn't stop in where you didn't come up into your neck of the woods, but I did fly over it.
Okay, well, we have a lot of things that fly over us. So, but again, you and your wife are very active and very involved in, as I said, in historical preservation, and that occupies your time when you're not writing, isn't it?
It does. We have History Matters is our foundation, and we go around the country and we help communities raise money for historic preservation in their particular community. We've done all kinds of things, museums, cemeteries, documents, posters, statues. We've raised money for everything. We've raised about $2 million for about 80 different projects around the country, so it's something we enjoy doing, and we'll keep doing it.
All right. Steve Barry, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, and again, the latest Cotton Malone thriller, The Warsaw Protocol. I actually look forward to I rarely get a chance to read the whole book before we have you on, but it's always a pleasure to sit down, and particularly on a lazy day, and leaf through your books, because the term page turner definitely applies to the Cotton Malone mysteries.
Thank you. They're designed to entertain you and to have a good time. And if the readers want to know more about that book or me, they can go to my website at steveberry.org. Everything is there.
Fantastic. Steve Barry, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you,
and good luck with both the writing and good luck with the historical preservation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.